All right. Welcome to the Zap Podcast. Today we have a Zap update, and we like to do these around every quarter of the year. So this would be the summer Zap updates. So to start off, we have a new change. The latest change log is version 1.68 from April 11th, 2025. We'll get into that. But first, let's talk about the latest events. So as of right now, there is a 4th of July auction. And auctions, they come a few times a year. And there are some heavy hitters. There are some users who want to ball out and buy these. Mainly, from what I see, ID resellers are looking to purchase all of these and then resell them later. If you see an ID you really like, maybe talk to a reseller to help you get it in general. So the current 4th of July auction, the IDs that are out right now with 118 hours left is an 8-digit 9900 9900. There is a 6-digit 777777. There is a really cool one, 77M, that is right now for 150,000 zats. Let's see what it ends at. And there's a few more. There's a 666 in there. So if you're interested in the auction, check it out. It's going on right now and it ends July 4th. So something really interesting that happened as of around 23 to 24 hours ago of this recording is that Zap posted on X. They posted the 4th of July auction, but they have posted a tweet or a post saying, what type of short name auction do you want? So does this mean we're going to be getting short name auction? I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. Would this open the doors to three character short names? I am very interested in getting my own name, which is three letters. So if that's possible with this auction, a new type of auction, that would be really cool. And would that open up the door for a short name marketplace? Maybe that can open up in Loha. I know Loha is a chat for the ID market. And sometimes I go there. But allowing a short name market, is that trying to get more people to buy short names and create more accounts? I feel like that would be not a major effect, but it could boost and motivate users to start doing that, to start buying more short names and having a market for it. I know if there was a lot more users on the site, that could definitely work for sure. You know, we all want Zap to kind of blow up and get more users again. And I feel like that's not going to happen anytime soon until they're kind of done rebuilding in HTML5. So we're still on changelog, what, 1.68, version 1.68. So I think there's a little bit to go, but it would be cool to see some marketing for this other than just some tweets and Facebook posts. So let's talk about the changelog. There is some cool things and updates. And I'm always trying to report any vulnerabilities or bugs or issues that I'm finding. And it's really cool to see the changelogs updating. So let's see what they have for version 1.68. So some new things. The quick edit. So messages are now edited directly on the message. By pressing the up arrow, you can quickly open the editor for your last message and edit it, and then pressing enter will let you save it. So that's a huge update, being able to edit things quicker, your messages quicker and faster. I think that's definitely a plus for the experience and the overall flow of communicating through the chat. That's definitely a great feature. Doodle Race 2, that's the new app. And it says Doodle Race 2 builds upon the newly released Doodle app, featuring the same drawing tools and an updated design for an improved gameplay experience. That's really cool that we have Doodle Race back, and most of the contest event games are kind of coming back. I think ZWAC is back, I think. And yes, also, if you haven't seen the Doodle app there from a previous changelog, the Doodle app is back. And if you haven't tried Doodle in a while, it's very nostalgic. I'm pretty sure it's a new interface. It's a little bit more modern, but it's still good to see everything coming back. So Doodle Race 2, that's great. We're going to have events and contests again. So chat owners, you can start getting your zats and getting ready to have events and making the chat fun. I can't wait for some more games. So App Menu 2, that's a new thing. A totally new design along with fresh app icons. You can add 4 favorite apps, always shown at the top. Right click in app to add or remove it from favorites. A help and app menu icon now appears on the left when an app opens, providing quick access to the wiki and easy navigation. I did take a look at that, and I did have some user experience faults there, where some of the icons are a little small and they have like blue help icons on a blue background, and it's kind of hard to see that. So I'm hoping maybe that can get fixed in the future. And there should also be a little keynote saying to right click to favorite. That would be very helpful. Pools game is back with improved gameplay. Play against a bot or challenge a friend in private chat. A strength indicator is now visible when pulling a queue, and you can right click to cancel. That's great. Great job. And chess is now available with better gameplay. Play against a bot or compete with a friend in private chat. That's great. That's awesome. Welcome back, pools and chess. So moving on to powers, there's a lot of power updates here, and we'll start off with hugs. So hugs are now available. Users can disable hugs from settings. So flicks, group managers can again set flicks animations to their chat. Users can disable flicks animations from settings. And flicks animations now only require one assigned power to work. For example, a single feast power will unlock all 4 animations. In the past, you needed 8 feast powers to access them all. So that's nice. Moving on to Jinx. Jinx features are now available. So improvements and changes. This is huge. Pink and Blue Man are no longer limited to the guest, member, or member rank, and now function like other pawns appearing on messages. That is a huge update, which was much needed for a very long time, to really give value to Pink and Blue Man. And it definitely makes the chat experience much better. So thank you for that improvement. So smileys are now supported with avatar effects in frame. That's dope. So when closing a PC using the escape shortcut button or clicking the close icon, it will now switch to the tab on the left instead of always returning to the main one. Interesting. That's very interesting. And the escape shortcut, it's really cool and helpful. So chat shortcuts like percent trade, sent by guests will no longer be visible to other users, only themselves. I actually don't like that improvement because it kind of helped mobile users get to, I mean, there is a shortcut command for mobile users, but it also created an easy way to link another chat without putting zat.com/chat. You can just put percent chat and it can link it straight away. So, but that's just sent by guests. Okay, so only by guests, so you have to be a member in the chat. So Smiley autocomplete. You can now search through entire words. For example, typing cool will suggest cool, will also recool and similar matches. Uppercase letters are supported and non-registered can use autocomplete now. That's pretty cool. So I would also like to mention that I would take credit for the auto, I don't call it autocomplete, I call it autocorrect. So I suggested that to the admins a while ago and I was surprised to see that it became a real feature to have an autocorrect, because there's a lot of smileys out there and it's hard to know which one you want to put or what you're looking for. Maybe there's a smiley, a specific one you're looking for and you don't know what it's called, but you try to type it out and then it can help you out and it opens up the opportunity for more smileys to get used. So I'm glad to see that there's some great updates here for the smiley autocomplete. You can now add a smiley effect directly in settings, powers, smiley effect, instead of using the slash O command. The slash O is a classic macro command for setting your smiley effects. A new setting was added to let you disable ultra smiley effects. Count now supports an optional UTC parameter for better sync. Example, parentheses, count hashtag age hashtag UTC /2/17/25. A new UTC checkbox has also been added. Count app, that's pretty cool. So also Nuclear has now, the Nuclear app now has dark mode, which can be toggled on and off. And there has been some other bug fixes here, lots of bug fixes, but those are some important new features and new ones off the powers or features and some improvements. So that pretty much wraps up our Zats update here. It looks like we're coming close to the end of summer soon and we're entering the fall. I hope to see some more powers. The latest one is Queen Bee. And before that, we had Lapin, which was the new power for a few months. So hopefully we get some new powers soon in the marketplace, some limited powers. And I hope to see some more auctions, ID auctions, maybe for Black Friday in this fall. And yeah, so thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you in another Zat podcast.